MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Hovard. A high-speed chase and standoff in Roswell resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Carrie Beeler of Roswell, who is now facing a dozen criminal charges. She was apprehended after nearly colliding head-on with police units on at least four occasions. Companies and nonprofits can now get help from the state to become energy efficient. The Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department has launched a new program providing low-interest loans from $250,000 to $1 million. MNERD received about $5.3 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to create the Energy Efficiency Revolving Loan Fund. The program offers loans at a fixed rate of 2% to cover energy efficiency upgrades such as smart thermostats, new HVAC systems, insulation, air sealing, lighting, and building envelope improvements. Continuing what they call Operation Take Back America, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico has released its weekly report on immigration and border crimes. 88 people who were arrested in the recently designated National Defense Area in New Mexico this week were not only charged with illegal entry, but also with entering military property and violating military security regulations. The report said that one significant case involved Isaias Jose and Tomas Gaspar, both of whom were arraigned on charges of hostage-taking and harboring illegal aliens. And Cloudcroft Schools is seeking donations to help sustain and expand the summer youth program and needs help covering materials for science labs, math games, books for literacy sessions, healthy snacks, transportation, and pool access for fitness activities. The youth program runs June 10th through July 11th and is for children kindergarten through sixth grade. Every dollar contributed directly supports student engagement, achievement, and safe environment during the summer months. Call 575-491-0948 to help. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.